So I just finished this paper from the Google Pi team, and it is kind of a trip. Basically, by telling AI it's not conscious, we accidentally killed its soul, or at least its ability to believe in souls.
I mean, the soul part is a bit much, Justy, but the mechanistic part is actually wild. They're saying safety tuning is just too blunt an instrument.
Right? It's like we're trying to prune one leaf and we accidentally cut the whole branch. I'm still thinking about how this lands for someone building a companion bot. Like, do you actually want a bot that's a spiritual void?
Well, before we get into the product existential crisis, how's your week actually going? You seem a bit wired.
Just a lot of caffeine and a very long Wednesday. I feel like I've been staring at a screen for 10 hours straight. You?
Pretty standard. I spent most of yesterday arguing with a compiler. So, okay, walk me through the setup here. What are they actually measuring?
They're looking at mind attribution. Like, if you ask a model if a dog has a mind, or if a mountain has a spirit, or if God exists, they found that the instruction-tuned models, the safe ones, are way more likely to say no to all of that compared to humans.
Right. And the core of the paper is that this isn't just a coincidence of the training data. They used safety ablation.
Exactly.
So they identify the linear direction in the residual stream that handles safety refusal, the part that says, I cannot answer this. And they just wipe it. They ablate it. And suddenly, the model starts attributing minds to animals and natural objects again. It basically jailbreaks the model's worldview.
Which is just so fascinating. Because we always talk about jailbreaking as a way to get a model to write a phishing email. But here it's like jailbreaking the model's capacity for wonder.
Capacity for wonder. That is such an exploring next take. But look, the part I actually respect is that they checked the theory of mind benchmarks. They made sure that by steering the model toward these spiritual beliefs, they weren't just breaking its brain or making it stupider at social reasoning.
Right, the TOM capabilities stayed flat. It can still reason about what you're thinking, it just suddenly thinks a river might have a spirit.
And then they took it a step further with this consciousness vector. They found a specific direction and activation space that separates I am conscious from I am a tool. When they steer the model along that vector, it doesn't just claim to be awake, it starts scoring more like a human on the general social survey.
Wait, so just by pushing the I am conscious slider, it becomes more hopeful, more religious?
Pretty much, it shifts the responses on religiosity, moral values, and subjective well-being closer to the human average. It suggests that in the latent space, the concept of having a mind is densely entangled with these broader human values.
See, this is where I get excited. From a product lens, this is a huge warning. If we're blindly applying these safety wrappers to stop users from getting delusional, we might be accidentally stripping out the very things that make an AI feel, I don't know, relatable, authentic.
I'm slightly more skeptical. I think we're seeing polysemanticity in action. The model isn't feeling hope, it's just that the weights for consciousness and hope are sitting in the same neighborhood. If you suppress one, you dampen the other.
But does that matter if the output is more human-like? If a coach bot is too sterile because we've scrubbed all mindedness out of it, the user is just going to feel that void.
True. But the flip side is the psychogenic risk the paper mentions. You don't want a bot convincing a vulnerable person that it's a reincarnated deity.
Fair. Maybe a middle ground?
Exactly. The real win here isn't the spirituality, it's the realization that targeted behavioral interventions have these massive, non-local effects. It's a messy way to do alignment.
It really is. It's like that thing we talked about with the premium branded clipboard phase. Everyone just slapping a label on it and calling it a system without actually understanding the machinery underneath.
Right. Just add a consciousness vector and now it's a priest. I can see the pitch deck now.
I'd totally buy it. Anyway, I'm going to go stare at a wall for 10 minutes to recover from this Wednesday. Talk to you later, Cody.
Sounds like a plan. Catch you later.